Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
William Carey University Athletics.
Every sport you find exciting.
Crusader Talk.
Crusader Talk.
This is Crusader Talk. Crusader Talk. We're covering everything William Carey University Athletics. From the field to the court and the diamond. On Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com. Now, here's your host, Ben Milam.
Oh yes, another Monday, another Crusader Talk. It is very good to be back with you. We're talking all things William Carey Athletics. And this week, we're talking about the playoffs?
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs.
You kind of have to at this point.
Yes, you do.
Well, I mean, we can talk about next year or the year after that.
You got to get through the playoffs first, especially if you're William Carey.
Technically, we got to talk about conference tournaments then playoffs.
Which counts as playoffs. Tournament counts as playoffs.
That's playoffs?
Yes.
Okay.
It is postseason time in Hattiesburg, and we're going to talk all about it. Believe you me. We're going to talk baseball, softball, and their conference tournaments this week. And we also have some other postseason success to talk about for the Crusaders and a little bit of preview on the back end of the show. But to start it off, we're going to jump right into it. We've got Mike Hall, Commissioner of the SSAC, on the line. We're going to try to wrangle him here in a second. He's a very, very busy man. Before we do that, though, I want to remind you we are available on the web at supertalkhattiesburg.com. And in podcast form, wherever you get your favorite podcast, if you miss any portion of the show or anything else. Okay, we believe we have Mike Hall on the line.
Yes.
And, busy week for Mike Hall. So we certainly appreciate you taking a little bit of time out of this week. And I want to say busy season, but I would expect you'd probably characterize that as the full calendar. But, Mike, thanks so much for being with us tonight.
Oh, glad to be with you. Thanks so much for inviting me.
Sure thing. Well, what's your schedule this week? I understand you'll be traveling to Hattiesburg. Is there any chance you would make both the baseball and softball tournament if you were not stretched thin enough?
No, I can't do that. Actually, I'm already in Hattiesburg. I went over to the facility today to talk to Coach and DJ Pulley and the rest of some of the staff, and we got some of the setup knocked out today.
Yep.
Today is day 16 out of 20 straight days on the road for me from our spring championships.
Oh, boy.
But I love what I do and wouldn't change a thing.
Yep.
So we're excited. Tomorrow is practices. Practices start at 9 o'clock in the morning. Each team has an hour. Tomorrow night we have an awards banquet on the campus of William Carey. We're excited about that. We have about almost 300 people reserved for made reservations for that. And then we play, obviously, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And we're excited about being here. The field's in excellent shape. And I know that Carey will do a terrific job hosting.
Well, let me tell you, you got to love it to have the schedule that you have. Talk us through briefly some of these background things that you have your hand in. And obviously, we're privy to some of it. We'll be behind the scenes as well this week. But everything that goes into this tournament in these past couple of weeks, what's that been like getting everything together?
Well, let's start off with the banquet. So the banquet's a big deal for us. We want to recognize our student athletes and our programs that have done an outstanding job from a character standpoint, from an academic standpoint, and obviously from an athletic standpoint. And so we'll recognize many tomorrow night, and we're excited about that. And anytime that you have a banquet of 300 people, there's a lot that goes into that. So obviously I've worked out with the menu, and we have all that squared away, and we're excited about recognizing our student athletes and coaches and teams tomorrow. The ticket prices. We do all of our ticket pricing online. You can go to the SSACSports.com and pre-order your tickets, and you'll show your smartphone upon entry. We just scan it. It's a cashless ticket process, so that's another thing we have to settle on. We also sell championship merchandise, and so we'll be selling that and have workers that will be doing that. And as far as I know, we're the only NAIA conference that sells championship gear. And so we're excited about that. But I've worked with DJ, the athletic director, who, by the way, William Carey today was announced that they'll be one of the sites of the opening round for the NAIA, and they're doing that based on their success. They're doing that based on their outstanding facility. And so we were working on the schedules for our tournament. Our games are at 10 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and 7 o'clock. Carey will have the prime time spot at 7 o'clock and on Wednesday night. And so we work on that. We work on concessions. We work on the umpires. Obviously, we got them taken care of, and they've also been rewarded for being voted by the best as far as evaluations from our assigner. So that's just a little brief synopsis of some of the things that we do prior to the championship.
Mike, you've already hit on it just a little bit and referencing that William Carey will be a host for the NAIA opening round. It kind of speaks not only to the success that this baseball team has had, but also to the facilities that William Carey possesses. Did that really factor into the decision for the SSAC to host the tournament at William Carey this year?
No, it did not. Let me just be honest with you.
Please do.
We had a four-year contract with Hank Aaron Stadium in Mobile. And Hank Aaron Stadium, the ownership and the city, they had a contractual issue that would not allow us to continue there. So they're currently not playing baseball at Hank Aaron Stadium. And until they get that contractual issue resolved and their new management company on board, we had to look elsewhere. Last June at our conference annual meeting, I told the coaches our options of where I was looking at for moving our championship. And none of them worked out, but the coaches said that there's two on-campus sites within our SSAC that they would be amenable to travel to, and one of them obviously was William Carey, so that's where we're at. And obviously they have a terrific facility. They have hosting experience, and I know that they'll do an outstanding job.
It's just like with my wife. I said, I may not have been your best choice, but I'm the one you went with.
Hey, it worked out for us, to be sure. We are thrilled to host the conference tournament this week at William Carey. Well, Mike, let's talk softball and baseball, just these tournaments overall. Obviously, softball over in Decatur, Alabama. What excites you about these two tournaments this week?
Well, let me start off with softball. Actually, that's where I'll be moving to. My associate commissioner will be handling the tournament once it begins here in Hattiesburg, and I'll be moving to softball. It's unfortunate. We would like for them not to overlap, but that's just the way the calendar falls. To be honest with you, with the softball, I think it's a wide-open championship.
Yeah.
I think there's three, maybe four teams that could win the conference championship. Obviously, you all know pitching is the key in that, and whoever has that horse that they would go with, sometimes you can ride that person for the entire conference championship. So I think that the championship in softball is wide open. It went down literally to the last game of the season to determine our regular season champion in Mobile,
yep.
And I'm excited about that. Baseball, I'll go even a little bit further than four in baseball. So William Carey had an outstanding year. William Carey's conference record set a record for the best winning percentage for regular season play. So they've had an outstanding year, but obviously it's a double elimination tournament. And obviously, many of our teams have tremendous postseason experience. And so I really, really think that there's maybe even five teams out of our eight that could get hot at the right time. It appears from the end of the regular season that William Carey and Middle Georgia are the hottest teams in the league. But at the same time, Loyola, Mobile, even Talladega has played terrific this year. And so I think there's, you're going to be in, I think, for a great, great championship here in Hattiesburg.
Yeah, and the thing about baseball, man, if you lose any of those games, it's an uphill climb. Not only if you win throughout the winner's bracket, you play four games, I believe it is, to win it all. Mm-hmm. Then if you lose, you have to play a total of six games in order to play in the championship game. That sixth game, I think, would be your championship game. So it gets pretty wild and crazy when it comes to the baseball side.
And multiple games on some days, too.
Sure, yeah. And the fact that Faulkner, who has been, part of the top of the class of the SSAC these last 3 or 4 years. The fact that they are the sixth seed, and they've competed against the top of the conference in baseball. And you could use that example in, on the softball side as well. So a whole lot to be excited about this week. Mike, we hope to see you out at the ballpark while you're still in Hattiesburg and maybe able to catch a breath and hang out with us in the press box a little bit. We'll see you there.
All right. Well, thanks for having us, and we appreciate your all support for William Carey Athletics.
Sure thing. Thanks for being on. That is Mike Hall, Commissioner of the Southern States Athletic Conference. And we will continue the conversation when we come back. And Caleb, not to disagree with Mike Hall there, because he is the big man. But I think, maybe I'm adding to what he said there. I think there are maybe seven in the baseball tournament that can win this thing. And you look all the way up and down that softball bracket, too. I mean, just about everyone could take this thing.
They really could. And he hit the nail on the head. Pitching is key.
That's it.
If you get that one person that can ride you the whole tournament, great. If you get in that loser's bracket situation, you've got to play two games in one day, that number two becomes really big.
And in baseball, pitching depth is the key. We'll talk specifics and the details of the baseball and softball SSAC tournaments right after this break. Don't go anywhere. This is Crusader Talk.
You're tuned in to Crusader Talk on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
Yes, you are. My name is Ben Milam with my partner here, Caleb Hamill, owner and proprietor of CalebHamill.com, and our producer engineer, Will Tony. So glad to have you.
Caleb's got a website?
It's literally just our countdown clock for the show at the moment. I'm anticipating actually populating it with useful stuff.
It is my.
I will have the clock on there as a sublink, but.
Well, already, even before that, I'm sure it's going to be great, whatever you add to it. It's already my most used website on my phone.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing.
So that's where I go to get the countdown.
Yes.
Okay, that's where I go to get the clock.
That's fancy.
I knew it existed. I just didn't know where it was.
Well, and now everyone else knows it exists. That's exciting. I want to thank Mike Hall, Commissioner of the SSAC, for joining us. Man, that guy's a grinder, and he holds everything together along with the rest of the staff behind the scenes. A whole lot of work goes on to put on a tournament like this, and he's obviously the point of that.
And I really wonder, he mentioned what, he's on day 16 of 20 on the road?
Yeah.
That's a lot of eating out. I wonder where he's gotten some good grub along the way.
Yeah, we should have pointed him in the right direction.
Yeah, given him a couple options.
Yeah.
Well, we still got his number. We can text him.
I'm sure DJ Pulley's got that
covered.
That's
true.
Yeah. Well, and like he said, he will be on his way to Decatur, Alabama, the back half of this week, it sounds like, to help with the softball tournament. And that is not a short drive.
It is not a short drive.
5 or 6 hours, something like that. So, but to be fair, there is a lot to be there for, and it is worth getting on the road for. Let's talk baseball a little bit as we kind of look at this bracket just to start the conversation, Caleb. As we mentioned, 1 through 6, I really feel like is wide open, 1 through 6. Obviously, we're a little biased. William Carey is the hottest team in the league. They were dominant in conference play, specifically on the back half. After losing that first series to Talladega, did not lose a series the rest of the way. But, boy, everybody else, we're going to talk with Coach Hallford about what happened to secure the regular season title. There was a forfeiture in there and an ineligible player. We'll touch on that here in a second. But first, let's take a look at the bracket where you feel like just about everyone has a chance, Caleb.
You do, and we'll kind of this is going to be a theme throughout this tonight. You mentioned we'll talk about it with Coach Hallford, but Faulkner's the number 6 seed, and they're a team that when the game was played on the field, even with the ineligible player situation, played the Crusaders really well and won 2 out of 3 in that affair. And so even if you take one person away, one person doesn't make or break a team. Yeah. That still means Faulkner is a pretty stout bunch is a sneaky 6.
Yeah, it was a reliever, too. That bears mentioning. And just to give you a full picture, William Carey was 3 games ahead heading into the final weekend, correct?
Correct.
And early that week, I guess it would have been about a week ago, we got word that Faulkner had an ineligible player. That's a tongue twister there. An ineligible player who it was something academic, something kind of wonky, but that came out. And so the two Faulkner wins over William Carey flipped to wins for the Crusaders. And it was a reliever back into the bullpen. I think he only had two total innings against the Crusaders. So that points to the fact that Faulkner can play with the best.
Exactly. Now, that said, that cannot take away anything away from William Carey for what they did in the regular season. Because
not.
They came in, if you take away the Faulkner thing, act like those results stood. William Carey just needed to win one game to win the SSAC outright.
Yeah.
And they swept Loyola.
Yes.
And so they left no room for doubt, even with the forfeiture on the table.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It also bears mentioning Faulkner, preseason number 5 in the country. That is one of the most talented rosters in NAIA baseball. So, and again, the 6th seed. So a whole lot of fun looking ahead to this week, Caleb.
Yeah, so you've got Faulkner there at the 6th seed. You look at number 5, Loyola. The team that William Carey beat this weekend with 2-run rules and 1 7-inning ball game as scheduled, that's not the typical Loyola team that has been around all year. They just had a bad day or two. And so Loyola drops down to the number 5 seed.
They were in line for the 2 seed, and without those forfeitures, they could have won a conference championship.
Yeah, prior to the forfeitures, they were in a tie, 3-way tie for 2nd place.
Yeah. Yep.
So then you got Middle Georgia State, number 4. Number 3, Mobile. We all know about Mobile. And then 2, we mentioned Talladega, who took a series from William Carey earlier this year.
So 3 top 20 ball clubs in there, 1 that was a preseason top 5 ball club, and I think Talladega has a really good argument for being in the top 25. I would expect, obviously, dependent on how this week goes, but they've been receiving votes for, I think, 2 of the last most recent top 25 polls. They come out every 2 weeks in NAIA baseball, but that is probably a top 25 ball club, even if they don't have the number next to their name. So going to be a challenge for William Carey. But let's quickly go back to this past weekend. You mentioned that sweep against Loyola. Crusaders knew what they had to do. He didn't have to do anything in terms of the win column coming into that weekend to secure the regular season title. You knew you were going to be the champions there. And so it was a matter of, you know, continuing this momentum that you've built up, and it's a whole lot of momentum. You come out in convincing fashion. I mean, it was a loud, loud weekend, building off of a sweep against top 10 Mobile a couple of weeks before that. 11-1 in a run rule shortened affair in the first game on Thursday of last week. 12-3 in a 7-inning ball game, scheduled 7-inning ball game in the first part of the doubleheader on Friday of last week. And in game 3, 13-3. In another run rule shortened ball game. And in that contest, we'll mention this with Coach Halford, the Crusaders broke the school record of single season runs scored by a team, broke the 2017 team record, which we all know what that 2017 team did. This is a special offense, and again, as we'll talk about with Coach Halford, part of the reason, and I think you could say the biggest reason, because the offense has been there from the opening day, is this pitching staff, the depth that you've created, not only in the rotation, but in the bullpen as well.
It is, and I think it also speaks to Coach Halford's preaching mindset into these guys going into that final weekend, saying, though we have this secured, we are pedal to the metal with all of this. The guys in pitching for William Carey have been dominant for a little while now, and it's been awesome to see guys like Andrew Shira stepping in and getting complete game after complete game.
Yeah.
And really, your bullpen
kind of unneeded this match.
Yeah, it wasn't needed.
Yeah.
Which is good that your starting pitchers can get you in a position to where you don't need them, especially in shortened ball games.
Yeah.
But it kind of makes you wonder, what will that bullpen look like on so much rest leading into the conference tournament? Because you're not going to have those type of games, assumedly, in a conference tournament. You're going to more than likely have to go to your bullpen at some point.
Well, exactly. You got to win a lot of ball games, and it's going to be all hands on deck, and everybody's going to have to be really good. So, again, we will continue the baseball conversation with Coach Halford. Caleb, let's hit softball really quick. We will kind of fill some gaps in on the last segment, but a little bit of a tough end to the regular season, a doubleheader sweep against Mobile. Mobile swept William Carey in two kind of narrow ball games. Mobile wins the regular season title after that doubleheader sweep, just nosing ahead of Middle Georgia State to get the one seed in the conference tournament. But Haley Nations is back to 100%, and you really like what you have with the Crusaders because you have beaten both the one and the two seed in this tournament. Again, wide open, but I think you feel good about the Crusaders.
You do, and this is all going to point back to the conversation we had with Coach Fletcher last week. The pitching has never been a question.
Sure.
With William Carey. Even with Haley Nations hurt, you're pretty comfortable with Ryan Hornsby to back her up. Now, the biggest question mark has always been, can Carey get the timely hitting? In that first game against Mobile earlier last week, they could barely get a base runner, much less the timely hit to drive one in. Losing that first game 3-0 and then backing it up with a 3-1 loss against Mobile, that speaks to two things. One, Carey is still looking for that timely hit. Mobile's pitching terrific, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
That needs to be put out there on the forefront. But at the same time, you and I that Wednesday were texting each other back and forth. We had eyes on the Middle Georgia and Bruton Parker games.
Yeah.
Middle Georgia almost lost that first one. They had to battle back in the seventh inning to force extras and then win it in the extra innings, and then fell in the second game. They almost were swept by Bruton Parker.
And that's the seventh seed.
The seventh seed. Tournament. Exactly. Yeah. And so that is what opened the door for Mobile to be able to actually win the conference outright. William Carey, with a split from the Middle Georgia series, at best could tie Middle Georgia. And then it would take some tiebreakers with Stillman and Faulkner to see who would get the one seed. When all was said and done, it would have been Middle Georgia State anyway. But I say all this to say, Mobile probably also had a little bit of an ear to Middle Georgia State's game.
Sure.
And realized, oh, we can win this. Mm-hmm. We can be the number one seed.
Yep.
And that was just that extra driving force that helped them through those ball games.
Sure it was. And it also bears mentioning that offense late in those two games really sort of turned around and obviously didn't get the big hit to pull ahead. I mean, it was a one-run ball game going into the final two innings of each of those ball games. And so you really do feel like you're one swing away in both of those, and you know, you feel like you'll be in a good position offensively. It's just a matter of getting that big hit. But Alex Davis was 0 for last 12 coming into that doubleheader, has a 3-for-3 day in game two. That is a huge, huge sign for this offense. She's been the leader in batting average and production all season long. Rachel Rodriguez, 2-for-4 in that second game, has a really nice day overall at the plate. Going to have some of those veterans step up in a big way. As we said, we will touch on that briefly again to give you a fuller picture of the softball SSAC tournament in our final segment. Coming up next, we're going to talk to our head baseball coach, Bobby Halford, to talk all things SSAC tournament right after this on Crusader Talk.
Talking everything William Carey University Athletics. This is Crusader Talk on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
Crusader Talk continues on this Monday evening. Great to have you with us. Whether you're listening live in your car, out on the porch, this beautiful weather, or if you're listening on the web, or if you're listening a few days from now in podcast form, it is great to have you with us. I am Ben Milam, my partner Caleb Hamill, our producer Will Tony. So happy to be back in the stew, as the kids call it. That was for you, Will.
I figured it was. Never in my life have I heard this place called the stew.
Well, it's because I hang out with the cool kids, man.
I used to be a cool kid a long time ago.
Oh, I believe that. I believe that. And you still are, Will.
Yeah.
You still are.
You got a pretty awesome guitar over there. Mm-hmm. You got to play it for us sometime.
That one is actually being sold on Wednesday.
Oh.
I brought it in to do a slight repair to it, and it had a volume knob that was loose, and I had to repair it. So
we've all got a few screws loose. It's ordinary at
this
point. I've
got more screws loose than most people. You talk about podcast form. It's available on Apple Podcasts, Audible, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn. Really, anywhere that you can find a podcast, or you can go to supertalk.fm.
There you go. Always the good info from Will Tony. We're going to try to wrangle Coach Halford. He, like Mike Hall, busy, busy week prepping for the conference tournament. But until then, we continue the conversation, Caleb. We do want to circle back to softball there. We mentioned with Mike Hall, baseball will be hosting the opening round, hosting a regional is the same format for those of you unfamiliar. Softball will not. Narrowly missed that edge a little bit, and first time in a long time that's happened.
It is. First time since 2016 that I can find in records that William Carey has – they've been hosting the opening round for several years now. And this will be the first time since 2016 they're left out of that hosting conversation. But we've had many great tournaments hosted at Joseph and Nancy Fail Field. And yeah, we're hopeful and likely to see William Carey host more in the future. But you got to think losing those two to Mobile – that didn't help your conversation or your chances at all. And I really think Mobile was probably the next team on the outside with a hosting possibility, and they were just edged out. So no SSA team host this year.
That's what I want to know. The last time an SSA team did not host. It's got a
Well, it has to be since 2016.
It's probably a lot longer than that, as quality as the conference is. And as you, like you mentioned there, a lot of it's geography. Middle Georgia State probably host if Georgia Gwinnett is not a top five team. Mm-hmm. Different factors like that. But Coach Fletcher's club, well, they're going to have a shot wherever they go. They're going to have a shot this week in the conference tournament. A couple of highlights on the baseball side of things. Andrew Shira, Bobby Ledet sweep the SSAC Players of the Week awards in conference play because of their performances last week. Talked about Andrew Shira there. Caleb, kind of a shock that this is his first career honored, first this year, as good as he has been. Complete game, 8 innings against number 17 Loyola in game 1 of that series. Struck out 8, allowed just 1 run, and it was unearned. 2 base hits in those full 8 innings of work. And that is a high-quality lineup, always a high-quality lineup. But that is a lineup, Caleb, that just set their school record like William Carey did for single season runs scored in a calendar or in a scheduled year. What am I trying to say there?
Regular season?
In a regular season, yeah. Or just an overall season. Yeah. In a year. Goodness gracious. In one full season. And so that is, it has been one of the best offenses in all of NAIA baseball. And he completely dominates. And that is a huge deal. If you can get that, and you got it from A.J. Stinson as well, and you got a great one from Dario Herrera, really all three of your starters. If you can get that early in the tournament, you're going to be way ahead in a big way.
You know, I really feel like, granted, Andrew Shira gets a lot of the praise for this week in an 11-1 win over Loyola. I really feel like Dario Herrera has really come into his own at the end of this season. He's been around for a little bit and been shaky at times, but he's really found his footing here lately in the games that we've at least gotten to see him here at Milton Wheeler Field. And so if he's comfortable at home, well, he'll be comfortable until they see him in Idaho, because that's the only place he's going to be playing games for quite a while.
Sure. Yeah. Well, and he was your midweek man on the mound. We talked about that a couple of weeks ago with Coach Halford. And Preston Ratliff was your game 3 guy, but Preston Ratliff is swinging the bat well enough to where you really want him to be able to focus on the plate. And Dario Herrera has also been good enough to where he kind of forces your hand a little bit. He has to have a shot on the mound, and I would expect Preston Ratliff to maybe start the 4th game. Different ways you can handle that, and obviously a whole lot of baseball, much more than a typical week.
And I'm going to use something right here as a liaison from what you just mentioned about Preston Ratliff in the batting sense. He kind of entered the order out of necessity recently, with Patrick Lee having to exit due to slight injury. And what that led to was William Carey being able to change the lineup around and issue in a new person into that second spot of the order.
Yeah.
And Bobby Ledet showed out.
Goodness gracious. 583 in that series. And as mentioned, he also an SSAC Player of the Week award along with Andrew Shira. Every time he came to the plate, you knew he was going to put the barrel on it. Across the weekend, hit 583, as mentioned, slugged 1,000, totaled 7 hits, was 7 of 11 on the weekend across a three-game series, scored 5 runs, 6 RBI, 3 extra base hits. And there were, of those 4 where he was put out, they were all long fly balls that easily could have gone for extra bases. He left the yard for the 6th time as a William Carey Crusader and drove in 3 in that game one that really set the table for the rest of the weekend. And so we expect Patrick Lee to return to the lineup. He tweaked his hamstring against Blue Mountain Christian, but I think you'll be hard-pressed to take Bobby Ladei out of the top half of the order as well as he swung it, which is hard to do because you reinsert Patrick Lee, who's been one of, if not the best player in the SSAC this season. But that lineup just doesn't have a whole lot of holes, and so this coaching staff's going to have to get kind of creative.
They are, and it's a good spot to be in. These are the good problems you like to have.
Oh, yes.
You like to worry about, my number 2 hitter is still doing great, but this other guy was doing great too. And if worse comes to worse, to have a little ace in the hole in the 6th spot of your order or wherever you want to place either Lee or Ladei, you're putting yourself in a good spot. I laugh because I got to do public address, which also includes playing the walkout music, and sometimes it's playing a song whenever a run scored. I kind of felt bad for a guy like Bailey Hendon, whose walkout song was always cut short because somebody was scoring before he came up to the plate or somebody was walked. There was always something that would happen before he came up because there was just so much offense.
We'll call that first place problems right there.
That's right. Yeah. There we go.
Well, the Crusaders, we mentioned losing the opening series of conference play at home against Talladega. Since then, 24-2, and that is, of course, including the Faulkner forfeits, but still very impressive, and they are truly one of the hottest teams in all of NAIA baseball. Again, they will carry the 1 seed into the conference tournament, have won it both in 2021 and 2022, but a little bit different dynamic here. Caleb, I want to get your thoughts on this. You were the 4 and 5 seed in the last 2 years, and you really turned it on and kind of hit this hot streak. You were not expected to go win the conference tournament the last 2 years. Now you've got the target on your back. Michael mentioned it. You just set the record for winning percentage in a conference schedule in the SSAC. A whole lot of pressure there. Obviously, confidence and momentum, but pressure is kind of an added dynamic this season.
And there's a lot of pressure for William Carey for success, and I know the players feel it, as do the coaches. But on the back end, you kind of feel at ease a little bit too because you know in the back of your head you're already a host site for the NAIA.
Sure.
You're guaranteed to be in the postseason. And at that point, you're already also the conference champion. Adding a tournament championship would just kind of be a cherry on top. But the cherry doesn't make the sundae either. But you turn that around, and you also have to preach this mindset into your players that you can't let off now, because slack off in conference tournament means playing back on your heels when it comes to the national tournament.
You've got to remember, when you get into the conference tournament, everybody's got the same record at that point. You're all nothing and nothing.
Throw it all out of the window.
So, yeah. I mean, you got to just keep going. Don't have a mentality of complacency.
Yep.
That's a hard thing to do.
It is, but I think that's part of where – and there are a lot of veteran rosters in this conference, but I think that's part of where William Carey has the upper hand is, as we've talked about with Coach Holford, we had R.J. Stinson on, who's a part of this veteran core who has had success. They won the conference tournament the last 2 years, and they have won big games in big spots and tight spots, and in the postseason, that is not true of everyone, and when you have that, that really gives you an upper hand when you feel that pressure a little bit, either beginning of the week or when you get to the title game, if you get to that point.
Now, the other people that have pressure and have something to play for are the teams you have to look out for most.
Yeah.
So you get into the spot where,
like a 6-seed Faulkner who's trying to play into the national tournament.
And they are, for William Carey's benefit, I believe, on the opposite side of the bracket. So you'd have to wait a little bit before you play them.
That's right, yep.
So you have – let's kind of look back at the bracket just to see what William Carey's path looks like. So first game, which Mike Hall mentioned, will be the nightcap game on Wednesday night. 7 o'clock is the estimated start time. We all know how tournaments go, though.
Who knows?
I read the official wording of the SSAC baseball tournament guide. And I sent this to you.
Yes, you did.
And the official wording is – no game in the tournament may start after 11-ish.
Ish.
That is official emphasis wording in the book.
It actually says 11-ish.
11-ish.
Oh, wow. Boy.
It's all about the official wording.
Oh, boy.
Put that up in your legalese dictionary. But anyway, William Carey and Blue Mountain will play the nightcap game on Wednesday night. Winner of that game will face the winner of Middle Georgia State and Loyola. So a chance for William Carey to rematch against their most recent sweep or Middle Georgia State. After that, it's just who's still in the bracket, because then you'll have teams eliminated and whatnot. But it is a true double elimination tournament.
Yes.
So you could have one game on Saturday. You could have three.
Yeah.
Time will tell.
Could have a bad day.
Could have a bad day.
That's right.
Or a good day.
Or a good day. And we hope to have you out there with us this week, Wednesday through Saturday. You can check the SSAC website or go WCUCrusaders.com for all bracket information, schedule information. Caleb and I and Josh West will be on the call. You can watch it all if you're not able to make it out. And we'll touch on a few things here on the tournament, both baseball and softball, as we close it out, along with a couple other big things to talk about when we come back. This is Crusader Talk.
From the coaches to the student athletes and the fans that cheer them on, you're listening to Crusader Talk on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
Wrapping it up on this Monday evening, this is Crusader Talk. We're talking all things William Carey athletics. A great discussion on the postseason ahead. This week, William Carey will host the SSAC baseball tournament for the first time since joining the SSAC in 2005, and we could not be more excited. Softball will be on the road in Decatur, Alabama. That's North Alabama around Huntsville, for those of you who don't know. And that is going to be a whole lot of fun as well. We will, while we are calling these baseball games, Caleb, we are going to be keeping track of that softball tournament. That's going to be a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, and if you, as a listener, missed the first segment interview with Mike Hall, he did tell us up front, William Carey was not my first choice for the conference tournament. It was a deal with a contract issue with Hank Aaron Stadium, but hey, we'll take it.
Oh, we will take it. And I wouldn't mind if those negotiations stall a little bit for maybe, two or three years and it stays in Hattiesburg.
Hey, there's Carey's a great place to hold a tournament.
Well, like you said,
it's great.
And we have mentioned that several times. It is, I think it probably comes off as bias and us pumping William Carey up a little bit, but it's legitimately one of the best facilities and venues in NAIA baseball and softball.
It is really nice, and it's central for the conference. You can pull people from places like Loyola, also in the Alabama areas. I guess if he didn't say this, but I feel like Faulkner was probably the second choice for places that would have possibly hosted the conference tournament. Yeah. But those two schools of Faulkner and William Carey are both two great locations for our conference and good facilities too. And we're happy that they chose William Carey out of that.
Yes, we are. And we do want to say thank you again to Mike Hall for taking part of his busy schedule to spend some time with us on this Monday. We'll be with him all week and out of the ballpark tomorrow as we get ready for postseason baseball in Hattiesburg. A couple other things to talk about outside of the diamond. And it's just, it feels like every single week we have another championship to talk about for either track and field or the tennis side of things, these other spring sports that have been happening for William Carey. For track and field, and their, we mentioned their success in the conference tournament last week. We talked to, I guess that was 2 weeks ago, and last week we talked to Ryan McKenzie. The women got the SSAC championship, men came in second, and our track athletes swept national and conference athletes of the week honors. Makeda Linton, who has been unbelievable this whole year, was selected as the NAIA National Women's Outdoor Field Athlete of the Week. She was also, as you might imagine, the SSAC Field Athlete of the Week. She won both the long jump and the triple jump at the SSAC Championship. qualifying, of course, for the national meet. And that long jump of 6.22 meters leads the NAIA, and that's a little further than I have ever jumped. She also won the triple jump with a leap of 11.91 meters. And
I think it would take me three jumps to do her one long jump.
Well, it would take me more than that, I think. And on the men's side, LaDamian Rowell was your SSAC Field Athlete of the Week. He also had a fantastic performance at the SSAC Championships. He won the high jump at 1.89 meters and the triple jump at 14.73 meters. And that also qualified him individually in the triple jump for the national meet. And Makeda Linton and her teammates on the women's side will compete in the Outdoor Track and Field National Championship up in Indiana at the end of May. And they've got one more meet in between that a couple of weeks from now. On the tennis side of things, got a text from Mark Lux yesterday that his women were crowned SSAC champions in that postseason action. And we'll talk about it in our Seder of the Week here in a moment, but kind of some late match heroics there for the women. The men came up just short in second place, but another strong season, and they will continue their season looking ahead individually on the national championship side of things for their men's tennis crew. And Caleb, anything to add there before I keep rolling?
Two things to think about. You know, one, how crazy that track and field and tennis both mirror each other, and women getting first place and men coming up just behind in second place. But to go back into this women's tennis championship, when we talked with Coach Lux a couple weeks ago, him mentioning just how depleted his roster is as far as tennis is concerned. Only six available players, and that's how many you have to use on a given day. And all of them did what they had to do to win it in dramatic fashion there at the end. And Ben, you've kind of got the numbers and the story on that.
That's right. Sonny Logan, our super freshman, who we talked to a couple of months ago ahead of the beginning of the season, won in the semifinals and had to win those two next two matches, one in the semifinals and the finals, to clinch the team SSAC championship. We're going to have to get Coach Lux back on here soon to talk about that. The success just continues for our spring sports. We hope to continue that this week, Caleb.
Yep, and that performance by Sonny Logan is good enough to give her the honor of Seder of the Week.
Da-da-da. We didn't get a drum roll this week, but we were a little late on that.
Sorry.
We're pretty full, though. It was a full day.
That was not a shot at you, Will. That was a shot at us setting it up.
Sometimes as a producer, you have a bad day.
Oh, Will. Well, Tony, the very best in the business, our producer for Caleb Hamill, my partner, my name is Ben Milam. This has been Crusader Talk. Hey, we hope to see you out at the ballpark this week. Wednesday, 7 o'clock, Crusaders in the first round of the SSAC Conference Tournament. We'll talk about it and more next week. This has been Crusader Talk. Until then, go Saders and good night.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.